If you want to instant message Buddy or his band or me, you can do so. The AOL instant message handle is Kill Radio Station. Let us know that you're listening. What do you think it is that's different? Maybe this is an impossible question. I should probably be asking your band members this, but I'm going to put you on the spot first because it's fun, because it's my show. What do you think it is that you're doing that's different from, you know, like we were talking before about guy and a guitar, that people find so inspiring? I mean, the same thing that came up with each of your band members was that they saw you and then they wanted to have a part of it somehow. What do you think it is? What do you think they saw?
I don't know. And this is not like, you know, I don't really know what they saw, but and this is not like false modesty or anything, but like, honestly, these guys are what, to me, makes it interesting. Like, makes it more unusual are what these guys bring. Like, I don't.
My false modesty meter is going off the chart right now, by the way.
Yeah.
I see it.
Well, what were some of the influences that you had starting out? There were sort of some artists that you were like, okay, if I could capture this quality.
Yeah, I always liked stuff that sounded really raw and almost like they were hesitating to say it. You know, stuff that really like, and you know, resonated with me. I was super into, the first person I guess I got into is Elvis Costello when I was like, you know, 7 or something. And then I got super into old REM, like when I was like 11 or 12, and the Replacements. Actually, I bought the Replacements record, Tim, when I was... Well, I got it for Christmas for my sister when I was 13, and now I was 12. And it was like... And that, like, right away, that album just, like, blew me away because it was so... There was just, like, a... There was just, like, an honesty there and, like, in lyrics that I haven't heard before, like, where really, like, every line felt like he was scared to sing, you know? And I was, like, the first time I listened to anything, it was, like... Felt like I got somebody, or like somebody got me, or whatever.
That does seem to be lacking in modern music today. Is that people are loud enough? They're singing with confidence, but they don't seem to be singing from an honest place.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of new songs. It sounds like somebody else wrote it.
Yeah. Right. And I like stuff that sounds like doesn't sound super, you know, sort of professional or like, you know, like all the voices I would gravitate to and stuff were always not very, you know, good voices, like, you know, like technically, and they were always, but like there was like a kind of an honesty about them that I always got into.
How much of this band is, you know, Buddy and his band, and how much of it is a collaborative process? Like, when as the songs develop, does each member with their instrumentation, they come up with ideas that kind of mold the way, shape the way the song ends up?
Yeah, for sure. Like I basically just actually, we co-wrote a few songs, like 3 songs. Percy and I co-wrote 1, and Will and I co-wrote 2. But for the most part, like I'll just come up with the melodies and the lyrics at home, and you know, a fairly decent sketch of it, and then we all kind of contribute when we get to the studio or when we're practicing, rehearsing.
Do you guys ever have to veto him? Does he ever come up with a song, and you're like, you know, there's really no. We can't go from here.
Well, it's funny you're asking this to me because I get vetoed the most, actually. I walk in and they want me to change my shirt most times.
I was going to say, by the way, you guys all have excellent taste in shoes.
No, it's very democratic. I mean, and everyone's got such a keen sense of what sounds great right away. And it's really free, too, because we get to try everything, which is really cool. And I know it's really freeing to play in a band like this, where just the coolest thing wins out and everyone gets a say.
Buddy, tell me about the first time, the very first time that you performed in front of an audience on your own, and then tell me about the first time playing as the band. Okay. And the differences between the two.
The first time was the night I met Will and Percy, and I was a wreck.
That was your first performance ever? Was at Hotel Cafe?
Myself, yeah. I played it, you know, in a band for a little while in Austin, but it was not. Yeah. And
you were nervous?
I was a wreck, yeah. Because I've been trying to do it for a long time, and I couldn't work up the nerve. And I finally booked the show, and then I was, so I was a wreck. And, I think actually the first words out of my mouth that night were, hi, everybody, my name is Bloody. That was the first thing I ever said.
You botched your own
name. I was a wreck, yeah. So a lot of people still call me Bloody, who were there that night. But actually, Percy calmed me down a lot beforehand. Like, I just met him, and he was like...
It's a good name for a band. I don't know if it's a good name for this particular band.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that was...
How was it different when you had this group with you.
It's a totally different thing. Plus, it actually, it honestly was a little easier because it was, you know, I had company, so it was a little.
And you felt supported.
I felt a little safer, yeah. But yeah, the first time we played together was because I had broken my arm and I had a show like coming up, and so it was. Actually, what we call ourselves, Buddy Relief, I think was what it was called. And everybody
aid.
Came together, the four of us, and we like, and we played the show, and I couldn't play the guitar, so, my friend Jeff Caudill helped out that night, and we all just, and so, yeah, that was where it first happened, and I just loved it. It was so much.
What did you guys think when the first time you guys played as a band that had, you know, the Buddy sound? Did you guys think, oh, it was a good idea getting involved in this, or were you a little more concerned?
I don't know if concern is the right word. No, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Did you feel like it immediately clicked, or gosh, we have a lot of work?
Definitely clicked. I mean, it was a growth process, and we've come a long way since then. I think it was nice making the record as we were becoming a band. So instead of just rehearsing and having a few hours a day and like for a show, like you're spending all week together for hours, and like we're going down all different kinds of avenues and really kind of defining a sound, you know. And so now that we've done that, we're able to perform that, and like now that everyone's the same people every time, and I feel now it's like it's a lot. It's pretty great, you know. And like it's been a nice journey coming from those first shows.
Cool. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about performing live versus recording, but let's do another song first, okay. If you guys are ready.
Yeah.
What do you have up for us?
This one's called More of the Shame.
More of the Shame?
Uh-huh.
I like that. My guest is Buddy. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. My guest is Buddy. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You can instant message us. Kill Radio Station is the handle. This is streaming live, but if you want to listen to it again, it will be available later today. Just go to myspace.com/thisisgood to download it, or isgoodmusic.com, which will take you there. So, you guys are about to play all over the place, kind of regularly soon. Is this, I assume, a tour to promote the new album?
Well, actually, we were asked to go with the Hotel Cafe tour for mostly West Coast. So we're going to be doing that starting next Wednesday.
And that's kind of a prestigious thing, right?
For sure, yeah. Like it's.
I mean, they select a couple of bands that they think will represent them well.
And they're really, we're really excited to do it. It was really nice of them to ask us. So we're super psyched.
Tell me about the differences between, you know, performing live and having that audience feedback and being in the studio and trying to capture that same Buddy quality, but, you know, being alone in a more synthetic atmosphere.
It's tough. Like I actually, at first it was frustrating that I felt like when we were to record, mostly just me, that I like wasn't able, you know, it didn't feel the same as it did sometimes live. And then, but you know, so it's just a process thing, I guess. And I started trying to figure that out after a while.
Do you feel that you get a lot from your audience when you look out, do you see them and use that as part of your inspiration and motivation on stage?
Yeah, for sure. They're the people that come all the time to our shows are just the greatest, and they're super supportive, and it helps a lot.
Have you developed a kind of following? Is there like a Buddy cult out there spraying blood on an altar in your name?
It's my family.
No, that's how I grew up.
Still a lot of really good friends come, and then definitely some other, you know, some people have, it's been a little group of people that always come. So,
but like a lot of new musicians, it's sort of, they feel like they're kind of pulling teeth or putting their friends out, trying to make them come to these shows.
Right.
But it sounds like people have been pretty loyal to you.
Yeah, people have been really great. Like, and I still like that a little bit. You know, I still, you know, make people feel guilty. No, I'm just kidding.
How has the industry looked at your music? How have people, radio managers and so forth, responded?
So far, for what, you know, the little that we've done or whatever so far up till this, you know, up till finishing our CD, like everybody's been really great. Like the ones that we have, you know, sought out have been really supportive. Like, and, so far and especially me personally, like I just feel like I've been super, super lucky.
Right now you're represented by Lucky Pierre Management?
Yeah.
And how'd you get involved with them?
I met Graham, who's of Lucky Pierre, at through our mutual friend Steve Butler, and Graham came to a show that I was playing. Actually, just me and my friend Mike Baines were playing at Tangier, and it was probably the worst show ever.
Tangier is cool. I mean, it's a really small, intimate space, but unless you have people in there, it's like a ghostly
kind
of
place.
Really
weird. We were playing a keyboard that we brought, and like it was out of tune. But we didn't know it.
Oh, no.
And so, like, that it had the tuning problem. So it was 45 minutes of me tuning my guitar again and again and again because I thought it was me. And it was, like, it was the worst thing ever. And even one of my really good friends was there and said, that was the worst show I've ever seen as soon as I walked off the stage. And yet he
and
still wanted
Graham
to represent
said to you?
Me. Yeah, he said it was awful, but he was...
I see something in you, kid.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So I try to recapture that mess every night.
Who's distributing this forthcoming Buddy LP?
We don't know yet. We're just in the process of starting to shop around. So.
Are you looking for major label representation, or do you see yourself staying in the, like, what is the general vibe behind Buddy? Do you see it remaining as an indie band, or do you see it being more accessible to everybody?
I think it's just really whatever would seem the best, you know, as far as, you know, getting
so just whatever allows you to keep playing,
and like that's like that we all really like it, and
except for Percy
Percy's motioning money to
international
me.
Symbol for money. International hand sign. Well, why don't we play another track from this CD? What do you recommend?
You guys want anything? No Heart or Silencer? Maybe No Heart.
All right.
Thank you.
Name of this track is No Heart. You really got to number these, man. 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Cool. This is from the new Buddy LP. Buddy is my guest. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We're back with Buddy on Is Good on killradio.org. Where can people get more information on Buddy? You have a MySpace page?
Yeah, MySpace, myspace.com/Buddy. And also,
we have a website. I swear to God that IamYourBuddy.com will be up soon.
IamYourBuddy.com is the website, and Al's in the process of getting that up, so it'll be up soon.
Is Buddy your actual first name, or is that your alias?
That is, well, that's my...
did I ask the question that I shouldn't have asked?
Yeah. I gotta jump. It's my given nick... Well, Bud was my... And Buddy given nicknames. Like, I have a grandfather, Bud, and an uncle, and then now a nephew. So it's like a family nickname, and so I got it. But my real name is Francis.
And did you think that...
if you're laughing out there, man...
Did you think that sort of just, calling the whole thing Buddy. What did you think about in terms of marketing? Is that being just I'm your buddy.com, like that's a real ring to it, you know?
Yeah, I guess it was just really just I just thought it was kind of silly, but like my last name's kind of a mouthful, so I just went with Buddy. And then when we kind of got a band thing going, like I felt kind of bad because it seemed so egocentric, but
we named the dog Buddy.
It's true. Whenever, like, I hate it when people call each other Buddy if it's not their actual name.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, what's up, Buddy? It's not like I'm being a jerk. No.
It's funny, though, because at the beginning of shows, the first thing Buddy usually says is, we are Buddy.
We are Buddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's better than we are buddies. That sounds a little soft,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, what is Wimpy Core? I saw that on your bio.
I don't know. I made that up. Because, and one of my friends told me, like, and she heard me play, like, songs, and she said, what you call me, God, I can't even remember now. She called me sad, crybaby rock. And I said, yeah, I know, it's kind of wimpy, and then I don't know.
Well, I'm alone in a room with Buddy, with the Buddy Band, and it's fantastic. Tell me about your upcoming gigs and where other people can be alone in a room. Well, I guess not alone in a room, but I have a unique experience being a radio host.
Right. We're going to be, we're leaving next, we're going to do like 5 shows with the hotel like next week and then, or the week after. And then we're going to play when we get back. I don't know exactly when our next show is. I know we're playing at the end of the Hotel Cafe Tour show, which is November 17th, I think. So I'm sure we'll play probably before then, but I'm not sure when yet. So
in the meantime, everyone should go to myspace.com/buddy, which is amazing. That wasn't taken.
I know.
I know.
I was really surprised, too.
I see all sorts of bands with, like, you know, unusual names and then, like, you know, underscore or the number 2 or the word band or something after because somebody already took it.
I bought it from a guy for, like, 10 grand.
Nice. No, I lucked out with myspace.com/thisisgood.
Yeah.
So you guys ready to do one last song?
Yeah. That'd be great.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Buddy.
Good luck and all of that stuff way out. Won't be long now, say how you mean it this time. Fade out. We're coming out strong. We knew it all along. Forever's not that long. And the sign that said if we lived here, we'd be home by now is coming down. Won't be long now.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Okay, let it go. Buddy, Will, Phil, Al, Percy, thank you guys all for coming in.
Thank you.
Everybody should go to myspace.com/buddy and take a look at where they're playing next. Everybody should have a buddy. That's good. Tonight is The Couch, so come on down to Three Clubs in Hollywood on Vine Street. There's a couple of cool bands playing, and it's free, and I'll be DJing. And go to myspace.com/thecouchnight for all the info on that. And then Friday is Leisure Suite at Bar 107, myspace.com/theleisuresuite. And that's it. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks again for coming in. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.